欢迎来到卡尔课堂 I'm Jessica。 生活中我们难免会经历一些非常难过的时刻，这个时刻呢，会让我们感觉到非常的孤独还有无助，但有时别人善意的行动可能会立即改变你的心情。现在我们就来听这样一个小故事。
Once, many years ago, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer and was scheduled for a mastectomy.
这段话当中有两个单词，第一个是 diagnosed， 指的是诊断出的意思，第二个单词 mastectomy 指的是乳房切除术。这段话的大意就是她妈妈呢被诊断出有乳腺癌，并且呢已经预约了要去做乳房切除术。作为儿女，看到母亲得了癌症，心情一定会特别低落，那么作者也是如此。
That morning I attended a college class in which the husband, a good friend, was also a student. Most mornings we said hello to one another and that was about it.
那天早上呢，他们大学上课，在这里呢，作者提到了一个他好朋友的丈夫，当时他还是个学生，通常呢，他们只是各自之间打个招呼，
one another
彼此之间的意思。
He would sit with his guy friends and I usually sat alone.
打完招呼呢，他们就各忙各的了，那作者呢总是一个人坐着，那么这个朋友呢跟他其他的同学坐一起。
When he entered class that morning, he came and sat next to me. He never mentioned my mom, never talked about the situation at all. He just sat next to me and chatted a bit.
结果就在这个早上，当他的朋友进教室以后呢，他直接跟作者坐在一起。
Sit next to somebody
是和某人挨着坐。他这个朋友呢没有提起他的妈妈，也没有问他妈妈的情况是怎么样的。
Mention
这个单词指的是提及的意思，他跟作者在一起呢只是简单的聊了会儿天，但即使是这样，作者也是非常非常感动的。他说道，
That was the day I learned that sometimes the kindest act is just to be there.
让作者感觉到最善意的行为呢，往往就是陪伴着一个人。
And I always remember this as one of the most touching acts of kindness I've ever received.
有时当我们最难过的时候，语言都显得那么苍白无力，你要做的呢，就是静静地陪伴着那个很难过的人。有时简单的陪伴和静静的聆听，对于受伤的人来说也许就够了。这个小故事呢没有扑朔迷离的情节，它是那么的平凡和简单，但它却真实发生在我们的生活中。所以当你的朋友难过的时候，静静的陪着他，听着他说话，对他来讲或许算得上是最大的安慰了。最后我们再完整听一遍这个故事。
Once, many years ago, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer and was scheduled for a mastectomy. That morning, I attended a college class in which the husband, a good friend, was also a student. Most mornings, we said hello to one another, and that was about it. He would sit with his guy friends, and I usually sat alone. When he entered class that morning, he came and sat next to me. He never mentioned my mom.Never talked about the situation at all. He just sat next to me and chatted a bit. That was the day I learned that sometimes the kindest act is just to be there. And I always remember this as one of the most touching acts of kindness I've ever received.